If you have just about ever heard a recording of the New York Philharmonic, you have definitely heard first clarinetist Stanley Drucker. That's because he's played with the Philharmonic for the last 60 years, which is one-third of the orchestra's history.
And when Stanley Drucker retires at the end of this month, he will have played in over 10,200 concerts. And he'll be going out with a bang, as Jeff London reports.
Benny Goodman may have commissioned Aaron Copland's clarinet concerto, but Stanley Drucker owns it. He's played it 59 times with the New York Philharmonic.
The piece was written in the early 40s. It's got elements of jazz in a way, though Benny Goodman always said, play the eighth notes straight, don't syncopate them. It's a piece that audiences react to and respond to.
Drucker will be standing in front of the Philharmonic for five more performances of the concerto, beginning this Thursday evening. It's the orchestra's way of paying tribute to its longest-serving member ever. Mark Nuccio is associate principal clarinetist. He says Stanley Drucker is an iron man.
Probably the most reliable colleague I've ever had the opportunity to work with. If he were to get sick, I would be the person who would have to come in and play at the last minute. And you can get kind of comfortable with Stanley Drucker because he just doesn't get sick.
Drucker may be an iron man, but when he started with the Philharmonic, he was a teenager. Born in Brooklyn, Drucker was a prodigy on the clarinet, and by the time he was 16, he was playing professionally with the Indianapolis Symphony. 2 years later, he auditioned for the New York Philharmonic's legendary conductor, Bruno Walter.
I heard Walter say he'll be a very valuable member of the orchestra. I heard him say that to somebody. And a week later, I got a letter, a contractual letter, and it took me about 5 seconds to sign it.
So, at the age of 19, Stanley Drucker found himself on the stage of Carnegie Hall for his first rehearsal. It was Richard Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra, with Dmitri Mitropoulos conducting.
Well, I never heard anything like it. I mean, it was overwhelming, unbelievable. And I, who thought I knew everything, found out quickly I didn't know anything. It was incredible hearing those soloists in the orchestra. Every rehearsal was a masterclass where I could learn from some of these people.
Drucker says the New York Philharmonic of the 1948-49 season was a men's club of mainly European musicians, almost entirely different from the Philharmonic of today.
The backstage musician's room was filled with cigar and pipe smoke and poker. They played poker day and night and chess. But today we're more international. And certainly the fact that we're half women and half men is a plus because we have more choices of what the best is. And being New York, we managed to get pretty much the best.
Drucker has performed with 400 different conductors over the past 60 years and 10 music directors. While he expresses affection for all of them, Leonard Bernstein clearly holds a special place in Drucker's heart.
He wasn't only a conductor. I mean, he was a terrific pianist, a writer, a lecturer, a teacher, composer. His era was one of innovation and a lot of imagination. It showed what the real ingredients are for a great performance, which are joy and passion, and he had that in spades.
And it's Stanley Drucker's joy for playing that impresses his colleagues, like John Deak, a 40-year veteran of the bass section who's retiring this June as well.
He doesn't play any note straight. There's always a distinctive tone quality to what he produces. There's a certain edge and eagerness to his playing that just makes Stanley Stanley.
Over his 60-year tenure, the Philharmonic commissioned two pieces specifically for Drucker. One is John Carigliano's Clarinet Concerto, a fiendishly difficult work. Carigliano says he tailored it specifically for Drucker's prodigious musical skills.
When I showed Stanley the first movement of the concerto, it was the only time I've ever seen him in his life look terrified. Because he could read anything and he could play anything, but I brought in the first movement and showed him his part, and his eyes got very big, and he said, "How am I going to play this?" And I said, "Well, you can play it, Stanley, you know." And he said, "It looks impossible." And then he started playing it, and of course, in no time at all, he found that he could not only play it, but that it sounded like $1 million when he did.
Stanley Drucker's final performance with the New York Philharmonic will be Mahler's Eighth Symphony on June 27th.
Once that's done, what are you going to do?
What I've always done. I'm a player. I'm going to play.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Oh, you can hear more of Stanley Drucker's performances with the New York Philharmonic, and also you can hear him talking about some of the famous conductors he's played under by going to nprmusic.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.